Welcome one, welcome all to Eastern Sierra Now. It is June 29th, Wednesday, and this is Jesse Steele. So, let's just get right into it, because I've got to get up the hill, because I got a play to watch tonight. So, the play, of course, is the Mammoth Shakespeare Festival Measure for Measure. So tonight, June 29th, starting at 7 p.m., with a pre-show at 6 p.m., so get there a little early, is happening. It's gonna be a pretty great show. You know, it's set in like 1905 era France, so like the Moulin Rouge type. It's a pretty good play from what I understand. I've seen a lot of the behind the scenes stuff, and it is going to be great. So tonight's the opening night. That's the one everybody wants to go to. You want to be there and be first. So bring a picnic, bring a bottle of wine, bring some food. You can buy all that stuff there. There are merchants, if you will, selling things. So on the streets of Paris, So head out and check that out tonight. Try to get there about 6 p.m., but the show does start at 7. But if you want a seat, you're going to want to get there about 6. You can also just bring a blanket and sit on the ground. A lot of people do that. It's a festival. It's always fun. And then tomorrow night will be 12th night. Same everything else, just different play. So show up for that as well. So what else we got going on in the news today? You know, if you're planning on going to the Mill Pond Music Festival this year, you're going to want to get your tickets pretty much today or tomorrow, because the prices go up July 1st. The festival is September 16th through the 18th, and it's just a reminder, the last day to get early bird ticket prices for Mill Pond is July 1st. We are taking ticket orders over the phone by fax and walk-ins. Please note only Sage Flat RV Overflow and Pondside Forest Tent Camping are available. We are not currently selling tickets online. Expect to put them online mid-July. Check out the website for more information. That's inyo.org. Get your early bird tickets now. Prices go up for adult weekend passes starting July 1st. For more information, you can call 760-873-8014 or go to inyo.org. like I said. So that's for Mill Pond. Not a lot of news today, guys. There is a guide for the Mammoth Lakes 4th of July parade. So if you'd like to know who's going, what order they're going in, where the route's taking place, all of the above, that is listed at Eastern Sierra Now. Where's the hydration stations at? All that stuff. The Grand Marshal, of course, is Olympian Carly Margulies. That should be pretty great. If you need to email for information, you can do that. There's a link here at Eastern Sierra Now. You can find out all of the information about the parade, including the fact that we are live streaming it. That's right. I will be there live streaming right in front of ASO. And then for those of you that cannot make the parade, you'll be able to log in underneath the Mammoth Lakes Chamber Facebook page or YouTube page, and we're working on Instagram, so you can just watch the parade from the comfort of your own home if you cannot make it up there. But, you know, even though it is my thing, I do think you should just make it up there. It's so much better in person. Mammoth is such a nice place to just sit and, you know, have a beer and watch a parade, have a good time. That's what America's all about. Okay, so again, remember to go to Measure to Measure tonight at 6, and that is pretty much going to be it, guys. Not a lot came out today. If you are interested in finding out more about what's going on the rest of the week, you know what you need to do? You need to get the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. That's the way to go. So just head over to our page, Eastern Sierra Now. You can click on the link to get the mobile app, and you'll have it. There you are. But if you're fancy and you don't know how to do that, and you go to the App Store, just type in Eastern Sierra Now. It's there. You know, if you want to help out with local news, it's a slow day, so I can get this stuff out there, consider becoming a patron. That would be amazing to us. So it's patreon.com/EasternSierraNow, or click on the big red button on EasternSierraNow.com. And that gives you attractive tiers to join that'll get you prizes and benefits and stuff like that. But it's basically just you helping us by donating to local news. Could be $5, could be $200, could be whatever you feel you can support each month to help us keep going. Because it is an expensive venture to do this. There's a lot of stuff I have to pay for, and it has been a hobby up to this point. I am selling advertising, and that's fantastic, but we have nowhere got to a place where, you know, we are able to hire other people to help and that stuff. We just have a couple of us going at it, and it's great, and we're doing the best that we can, and I think, honestly, we're doing really, really well. But all the help helps, you know, so, and it is the best way to show that you appreciate what we're doing. So if you'd love to do that and you'd love to help us out, please consider that. Again, patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. So, just to name off a couple of our advertisers, let's head over to Amy Smith.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, Eastern Sierra Community Bank, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
Thank you, Amy Smith. Looking forward to seeing you play Isabel tonight in Measure for Measure. All right, we are going to leave you with a word from Mammoth Lakes Tourism. Have a good one. See you at the play.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.